Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley, designed to inform you on how to go green, live green, and save green. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. I mentioned this last week, but I also want to re-mention it, that we want to thank Evergreen Credit Union, who are, once again, our sponsor for another 12 months. We want to thank them very much. I was just over there the other day talking with Kathy and Ronnie and all the people over there, and they're great people. And right now, as a matter of fact, they were talking about the loan. The rates have just gone down over there. So if you are looking for cars and maybe some recreational vehicles and things like that, this would be a good time to get over there. Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial, our sponsor of Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. So today on the show, I had an interesting week. I'm at my desk and, you know, taking my usual morning nap, and I come across an email from my boss, who usually when my boss sends me an email, I'm in deep trouble. And this time I wasn't in deep trouble, so it was a little shocking there. And I got an email saying, hey, there's something going on at the Hearthstone Historic House Museum. And I had known about the museum because I have been there a couple of times with my family and things along those lines. And the way they are kind of the innovators of renewable energy, and since this show is about renewable energy, I wanted to talk to them about their big event they've got going on this weekend. And first off, we've got a few introductions here. So we've got three people in the room. We've got George Schroeder, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, Executive sir. Director of the Hearthstone. Nice to have you.
It's good to be here. Thank you for inviting us in.
And then we have Robin and Joan Rolfs, who are co-authors of a brand new book that you have just put out, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and we're going to...
Just this week.
So we're going to talk about that and talk about how that all molds into this weekend. But let's first, George, for people who do not know about the Hearthstone, and before we went on the air, we were talking, Joan was just mentioning, it's a national treasure.
And it absolutely is.
It is. So let's inform people first off, what is the Hearthstone?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I mean, if you haven't been by Hearthstone lately, you really should stop by. It is right off of downtown Appleton, Memorial Drive, overlooking the river. And it is an absolutely gorgeous Queen Anne-style residence, 137 years old. But it's not just its beauty that actually is its importance. It's his historical and technological significance.
No doubt.
Because it is the first home anywhere in the world to be lit by a central Edison hydroelectric system. So that happened 138 years ago this coming September. So we were green way before green was cool.
No no doubt. You know, and again, it's been a while since I've been there. But when people want to go see it, and let's talk about the touring and all mm-hmm. those kind of things, what do they have to do? When do you open? Things along those lines.
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to explain. We're open Thursday through Sunday from 10 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and from 1 until 3:30 p.m. on Sundays. And you can get tickets online, but it's also easy just to stop by. We're usually not booked solid, and we'd love to have you come in and join a tour. Tours take about 70 minutes, and we explain not only the wonderful technological history that we have in the house, but it is also a representative of Appleton history, and it is an sumptuous interiors that are filled with art. So it's a sort of cornucopia of experiences that you can come in and enjoy at Hearthstone.
It is informational, and it is a museum, even though it is a house. I mean, a lot of times you go to a museum that's in a brick building. This is a house that is the museum in itself.
Absolutely. It's immersive. I mean, yeah. You get a sense of the people who live there, Henry Rogers, who helped to drive this technological innovation called electricity and electric lighting, and really helped to make the Paper Valley the Paper Valley. You get a sense of his life, his wife's life, his daughter's life. You get a sense of what the servants did in the house. But it all revolves around electricity and how electricity was now burgeoning on the scene and really revolutionized America.
And it's fascinating. I want to get Rob and Joan in here because I want to talk about your book, but then we're just going to have some banter back and forth about it. But let's talk about the book. Well, first off, why?
First of all, I'll talk about the book. But okay. I was going to say, in regard to Hearthstone, you know, you usually go to a museum and the kids can't touch anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at this museum, we have a hydroelectric center for children in the lower level because
awesome.
We want Edisons of the future. So bring the kids. They'll love it.
That's
and
awesome.
Why did we write the book? Well, we've been working with Hearthstone for more than 30 years. And I was brought in because I was an interior designer, and, of course, the interiors are gorgeous. My wonderful husband was brought in because he has electrical expertise.
Well, my background is that I taught electronics and in a technical course in a high school, but my fascination was with the electrical technology of 1882 in Hearthstone and how Rogers had the foresight and the intuition to be able to invest in a totally new system that was still in trial stage. Edison was at that time building his large electrical power plant in New York, Lower Manhattan, and it was to demonstrate to the world what electricity was in terms of lighting an incandescent lamp. That was the main use for electricity back then, was for lighting. And, of course, up until Henry Rogers had the innovation of installing an electrical dynamo that was powered by water, all of Edison's systems were operated with steam, either by burning coal, wood, or gas. They would operate a steam. Actually, these were steam engines, not even turbines. That would be a modern way of using steam. But by using actual piston-driven steam engines, and it was the best way of doing it at that time.
And I'm not sure, you know, I want to talk a little bit about the book here, but what you had mentioned, Rob, is fascinating to me is when I think of something innovative like this, I wish we could go back in time and say, what were you thinking? How did you come up with this? Do you guys have any insight to that at all? Have you researched that?
Well, at the time, it's amazing because Henry Rogers was the president of the Appleton Gas Company, which was using coal gas at the time to for lighting and heating, and he envisioned that water power. Because of the fact that he also was a manager of a paper mill, the Appleton Paper and Pulp Company. Mm-hmm. And paper mills used water power to drive their machinery. And he was fascinated with the way Edison was building his electric power plant using steam. He reasoned that water power would be the most economical way of using energy to operate a Edison dynamo in Appleton.
That's awesome.
The water power was readily available.
I mean, it's just, you know, you think about that, and you have to go back and think about the way the times were too. Mm-hmm. Of like you can't just, you know, whip it up like you kind of could today. You really had to do some planning and all that kind of stuff. So let's talk a little bit about what's in the book, Joan.
Well, first of all, how did we decide to write the book? Well, it all happened at Orange, New Jersey, at the Edison National Historic Park. We work with them in several projects, and we were in his office and library. looking at the lighting when a young man came up to us and said, I think you're interested in light bulbs. You know a lot about them. And we showed them, of course, a picture of Hearthstone. He looked at the electrolier, which, of course, is known as a light fixture today. And he said, that's a Bergman fixture. Who's Bergman? Well, Bergman was the workman who actually worked with Edison in designing the electric electroliers or fixtures.
Hmm.
So he said, I have an 1883 catalog of the Bergman fixtures. Now, I will send that to you. Well, he did. We did our research. We found out that a majority of the light fixtures, electroliers, in Hearthstone are original from 1882.
Wow.
Wow. That is why we started writing the book. And then it snowballed. What about the bulbs we have here? What about all these other electrical aspects like the cleats and things? They're all original because, as you said, you don't just start with a light fixture or a bulb. You have to make this work.
Wow. Can we, and I don't know how far back in the book we go, but where it was at that time, where was Appleton compared with the Hearthstone? Was downtown Appleton kind of where it is today? Was it in a whole different area? And what was the river that goes down below the Hearthstone? What was that like? Was that like a booming business back then? George, do you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, Appleton was a boom town from 1860 to 1880. It exploded in population, grew about 400% over those 20 years. And it was based on the river. The Fox River was this beautiful, brawny, 365-day source of power, very much unlike all the other rivers that were being used for power at the time, especially in New England. It had this marvelous reservoir of Lake Winnebago just upstream. And so there was this constant supply of power. Rogers recognized that. In fact, he and one of his partners, John Van Nortwick, buy all the rights to the dams and the canals and the locks up and down the Fox from the federal government. And he then controls the water rights up and down the river. He uses that to start powering his industry, which is paper. Hmm. But it had been used for, well, flour milling first and then lumber milling afterwards. So really, Rogers and his partners, the Van Nortwicks, with guys you might have heard of, Kimberly and Clark and Whiting and Gilbert, really drive this creation of the Paper Valley, and Appleton responds. And so there's this boom in the city. There's this nouveau riche that can spend money on beautiful homes and new technologies. And so Rogers is in the perfect place at the perfect time, not by accident, by design, to create the Paper Valley and exploit these new technologies.
We're going to take a break because we want to talk about the event that's coming up this weekend at the Hearthstone, something that you really should attend. We're talking with George and Robin and Joan here about the Hearthstone, and we're going to take a break, talk more about the book, talk about the event coming up this weekend on Answers to Energy Questions. Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. We're chit-chatting off the air, and I'm like, wait a minute, don't talk anymore. We got to talk about this. Because it's just, we just start going off on, well, I would say tangents, but good tangents, of like how this happened, where it was, what this meant for the world, here we are in Appleton, where it all started. You were talking about the simpleness of a light bulb.
Right. We turn on the switch and we have light today. We didn't in the past.
Yeah.
But I'd like to really share a story that was written by Francis Yale. He was a young man, 16, that Edison liked people who had brains, and he had a brain. And anyway, he wrote a book called Menlo Park Reminisces. And this is his description of the light bulb socket. It says, when preparations for the second exposition got under the way, Edison took up the subject of the socket because the lights only had little wires coming down up until now. And what about the lamp base? He knew they must be constructed so that the lamp could be held securely in any position. Remember when we had gas lights, they were always up.
Up,
now
yep.
We can have them down. We can read. Well, one night in the early part of the 1880s, while a master, that's Edison, was talking on the subject to his assistants, he noticed a kerosene can standing nearby. Taking up and unscrewing its cover, he studied the combination for a while and explained, this will make a bang-up socket for a lamp. And you know what? We still use that socket
Amazing.
Today.
Amazing. I mean, that in itself talks about, you know, innovation, but it's such cutting edge that we can't think of anything better.
Absolutely true. You know? It's lasted 140 or so years. I mean, it's kind of remarkable.
Now,
there was competition. Thompson
right.
Houston had the plug-in braces and, of course, a screw-in one. Mm. And so we have that on display in the lower level.
Nice.
So you'll see both the plug-in and the screw-in early light bulbs and some of the earliest light bulbs with the hairpin filaments.
I want to make sure we get in here the event that we got this weekend. So, George, why don't you take this over, because Robin and Joan will be there with their book, and you're going to sign books, correct?
Of course.
That's absolutely true. We're just delighted that Robin and Joan can join us on Saturday and Sunday coming up from 1 until 3:30 p.m. You can come on in. You can tour the museum if you'd like. If you'd like to just purchase a book in the library, we'll have that available as well. And, of course, Robin and Joan will be there to sign it. And so it's a great way to get this marvelous insight into technology, into history, into the things that make America still a marvelous place to live. We still echo all of these insights and developments throughout our lives every day. Mm-hmm. Walking into a room and turning on the lights because the power comes from somewhere else, that all starts at Hearthstone, and this book is a marvelous sort of insight into that development.
You know, and we have on this show a lot of times, we have people come on the show, it's like, well, what happens if the electricity goes off? We need generators. And now there's health concerns. You have things that run in your house that you need to operate. But at the Hearthstone, that was never a concern.
Right.
That's amazing.
That's right. They had what was called an Edison isolated system. Isolated system basically means that the generator or source of electricity is in a location that's rather local, probably within a square mile distance of the users of the consumers of the electricity. Edison envisioned that generator systems would be built in high density populated areas, and these power stations would operate on a local basis. At the time, the current was direct current, and direct current cannot be sent through wires over a long distance because of energy loss. It gets too restrictive when it comes to the cost of the copper wire to transmit electricity any farther than maybe a distance of a mile and a half. But back in the day, 1882, Hearthstone and the paper mills that were operated by the central station that Rogers installed in his paper mill were well within a square mile distance. In fact, the Hearthstone was at the time in Appleton, it was pretty much out in the country.
Hmm.
So there wasn't a problem of long-distance transmission of electricity. And it's amazing that You're right. The bills, they didn't need to rely on a power grid like we do today. When electricity is down today, and there's a problem with the grid or even local areas, it affects hundreds, if not thousands, of households and users of electric current. We see that there's situations, for example, out in California, where power companies need to ration their electrical output, particularly during times of drought or fire, and the dangers of that. And people are thinking twice now that maybe there's another solution, and that is to have localized power for maybe a local residents or even several residences in a area. And these would be referring back to the philosophy of Edison and supplying power to an local area through an isolated system.
Yeah, that's wild. It's just wild. So at the signing, first off, the book is very colorful. Some great photos in there.
250 photos.
Holy
to
cow!
Be
yes. Holy cow! So how long did it take you to do that, to write the book?
Three years.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I'm looking at it too. Teachers, students, people who are interested into the history of the Fox Valley. This book is a great piece to their library.
It is, and it talks about the fact that we have Hearthstone. Right here in Appleton, we work out east with the National Historic Park, and they are in awe that through the years, these electroliers and the cleats and the raceways and all these wires, we don't use them today, but they've been preserved for future generations.
Talk about the preservation of the home. What kind of undertaking has that been like? Because in this day and age, and the weather that we have here in Northeast Wisconsin, that cannot be an easy task.
Oh, it certainly is not. Yeah. I mean, taking care of any historic building is always sort of Herculean. And we've had 30 years experience doing it. It's been a museum for 30 years. We owe a debt of gratitude right off to the five families that have lived there over the 100 years it was in private hands. They all respected and I think sort of revered its history. They understood its intimate connection with Thomas Edison and Henry Rogers. And so no one came in and took out all the electric leers, stripped out all the wiring. No one painted the woodwork white, I mean, which is the anathema of historic homes.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean, of course, that we haven't had to painstakingly restore every room we've had done that.
Yeah.
In fact, we finished the interior restoration of all the rooms that the Henry Rogers family occupied only last year with the finishing of our upstairs bathroom. And so it's been a really monumental undertaking. But that's what we're there for. We love doing it.
When was the transition, George, from it being a private residence to now a museum?
Sure. That was in 1986. The last family that lived there was the mayor's family. In fact, one of their sons, Joe, the eldest, is still one of our volunteers. And so in his late 60s, he gives tours of the home, and he can talk about Thomas Edison and Henry Rogers. And, oh, by the way, this is where I slept with my brothers. So it's so it's kind of an intimate sort of tour when you get Joe to be your docent.
You know, and that's another thing that I remember so much about the tour and museum when we went on there. And I'm sure the people can hear it during this interview, the passion from everybody who works there, that this is they're volunteering, but it's really part of their lives.
That's absolutely true. Of all the volunteers we have, and we must have 100 that help us out on various things from landscaping to, cleaning to giving tours. The Rolfs are a perfect example. 30 years they've been there as our experts in this area. And they're just remarkably dedicated, like all of our volunteers, to making Hearthstone thrive and survive and continue on for another 138 years so we can continue to tell the marvelous story in our community.
And if you want to find out a little bit more before you go this weekend, you can go to HearthstoneMuseum.org, is
correct.
That the website?
Yes, absolutely.
And great, again, photos, pictures, history, all those kind of things that talk about it. But the Rawls will be there to sign on Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday and from 1 until 3:30 p.m.
1 until 3. And I'm just going to take a wild guess. You'd be more than willing to talk to people.
Definitely. We love giving tours. Because just 3 years ago when we were at the National Park and we met this Chad Shapiro with a book of light fixtures, that's when we realized we can really say Hearthstone is America's national treasure.
Hearthstone's American Electrical National Treasure is the name of the book.
Yes.
And it is available. For those who aren't going to be, that can't make it this weekend, how else can they get this book?
Well, it is on our website.
Yes, it's available at the Hearthstone website. We have a page dedicated to local authors, and so you can peruse a variety of books, historical and current. And, of course, the Rawls are prominently displayed on that page.
This is great. I really appreciate you coming in and talking about it, not only because it fits this show so well, but it talks so much about the history of that was a boom back then. And still, I think we need to bring it back so people know that this, like you said, Joan, this is a national treasure right here in our backyard.
Well, that's right, Bill. It's what we've done with this book is not only created the interior of Hearthstone through pictures and descriptions of the lighting and electrical work that was done back in 1882, but also the technology and how the Fox River plays an important part in the scheme of things when it comes to hydroelectricity and the evolution of electric power and power companies that accompanied the growth of hydroelectricity all the way from the Appleton Edison Light Company back in 1882 to the modern We Energies Corporation of today.
Right. Thanks very much. Rob and Joan, George, thanks very much for coming in.
I
appreciate it so much.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Question Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union. Naturally, a better financial. Listen next week when we spotlight another business and show you ways to go green, live green, and save green. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Question Spotlight, please contact Bill Schultz at 920-230-0801.